Most of us, when we hear the name Botticelli, think of Venus on a clamshell, the Primavera, those great mythological paintings. But would you believe it, in 1510, a writer of the glories of Florence picked out this picture as one of the great works in the city. It shows the last moments of St. Jerome's life. St. Jerome, by this time, had retreated to a monastery outside of Bethlehem. He had a number of followers, and near the time of his death, he wanted to receive Holy Communion. Botticelli has imagined the scene as taking place in Jerome's cell. The bed is a little too ostentatious. Obviously, it's intended to suggest an altar before which Jerome is receiving last communion. On one side, we have a richly garbed priest, accompanied by two acolytes. Look at their little black shoes, so important, because on the other side, St. Jerome is held up by two followers who are dressed as monks, and you will see that they are barefoot. Poverty on the one side, the hermit's life, asceticism, the church on the other side, richly garbed. One reaches across to the other, and Jerome, his face filled with devotion, is about to receive last communion.